Let's clap our hands unto the Lord, and our junior church may be dismissed. The rest of you stand with me today. I'm going to turn to the word of the Lord. Amen. I'll be reading today from the book of 1 John. 1 John, if you got your Bibles, amen, turn there with me. If you do not have a Bible, we would love for you to see us after this service. We're going to make sure that you have the word of the Lord in your home. Amen. Every home needs a Bible. Amen. So see us and we'll make sure that you have a Bible in your home. 1 John, the first chapter, we're going to be reading verse 1 through 7. 1 John, the first chapter, we'll be reading verse 1 through 7. Shout yes when you get there. Amen. If you don't have your Bible, the words are up on the screens behind me for your pleasure today. Amen. 1 John 1, verse 1. Amen. The Bible says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested and we have seen it and bear witness of it and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. Verse 3. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. These things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of Him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood, everybody say the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. The Apostle Paul instructed his protege, Timothy, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Can I tell this body today, the Lord has always desired a relationship with His creation. Not a dysfunctional relationship, a right relationship. And there are benefits to that relationship. Today, for the next few moments, I want to preach to this body the benefits of a right relationship. The benefits of a right relationship. Relationship. Let's magnify the Lord throughout this house today. Come on, can you lift up a praise unto Him for the next few moments? Come on, thank you, Lord, for this child we have dedicated. Thank you, Lord, for the one who's about to be baptized in your name today. Thank you, Lord, for the ones who worship you in spirit and in truth, even when they don't feel like it, even when it's not popular, even when they're hurting. Thank you, Lord, for the many benefits that you bless us with. Bless your word today. Bless your word today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. God bless you today. You may be seated. Amen. I have been an employee for many years. Many years ago, I gave up self-employment and took a job with a company. And I think many of you could testify to this. We go to work every day. Some of us don't have benefits on our job. Some of us, Brother Joe, do have benefits on our job. But it's not until we have a situation arise and we have to go see the surgeon and schedule a surgery, it's only then that we really, truly sit around and say, thank God I have benefits. But every day we get up, we go to work, we punch a clock, we do our job, we do what we're supposed to do, Brother Greg, and we don't even think about the benefits that come with our employment. But boy, when something goes wrong and something bad is happening, and we need that insurance to kick in and pay those hospital bills, all of a sudden, a thankfulness rises up in us, and it says, thank God for the benefits that I have on this job. Can you say amen? I know I've found myself in that position. I found myself in the position of being self-employed and having to go to the hospital and having to push off surgeries, having to push off medical care, because I didn't have the benefits that I needed and I couldn't do what I needed to do for my own self-care, Brother Doug. I have been in those situations. It's not a fun place to be in. It's not a fun place to find yourself without any benefits. Thank God today we have a God who daily loads us with his benefits. Amen. Can you say amen today? In the year 1972, there was a gospel writer by the name of Ronnie Henson. Ronnie Henson wrote a song in 1972. He called the name of the song, He Pilots My Ship. We used to sing this song for many years. We sang this song, haven't sang it in a long time. Maybe sometime soon we'll sing it again. We used to sing this song all the time. The song parallels the soul of a man, the soul of an individual. The song parallels the soul to a ship that is needing guidance through the storms of life and the obstacles that threaten to destroy it. The song makes an emphatic statement. It says, I won't sail these seas no more unless Jesus leads the way. I won't sail these seas no more unless Jesus leads the way. Goes on to say, I will never drift so far from shore that I can't hear what he has to say. The reason my ship has never sank and today is still afloat is because my compass is God's holy word. And Jesus pilots my boat. Amen. I love that old gospel song today. It parallels for us our need for the guidance that God gives us in our lives. It parallels our soul to a ship that is lost at sea that needs provision and needs guidance. Amen. And that old song reminds me just how much I need the Lord today. Can I tell this body today that he alone, nobody but Jesus today is capable of guiding us through the troubled seas that life takes us through sometimes. Amen. And if we are in a right relationship with the Lord, not a dysfunctional one. How many know you can have a dysfunctional relationship with the Lord today? Just as sure as you can have a dysfunctional relationship with your wife, you can have a dysfunctional relationship with the Lord. But if we have a right relationship with the Lord today, he can be our guide. He can be our guide. He can help us get through what we got to go through in this life today, and Jesus can absolutely pilot your ship today. He alone, nobody but Jesus, is capable of guiding us through what we go through in this life. You know, we never know what today's going to hold. We never know what tomorrow is going to hold. But one thing's for sure, if we're in a right relationship with the Lord, He will guide us through this life today. The scriptures reveal to us that God created, ever since God created man, that He and placed man in the garden, God has desired a relationship with His creation. Amen. He has desired interaction with His creation. God walked and God talked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day in the Garden of Eden. In Genesis 5 and 22, the Bible tells us that Enoch walked with God 300 years after he begat Methuselah. God not only wants us to walk with Him figuratively, God wants us to walk with Him literally today. Come on, He's a friend that sticks closer than any brother. He's somebody, I told that young lady when we were having Bible study this morning, I said, you're embarking on a journey where you will, from now on, from this point forward, you'll never be alone again. You'll always have somebody there, even when your friends don't understand you, even when mom and dad don't understand you, even when Aunt Susie don't understand what you're saying. The Lord will be a friend that will stick closer than any brother or any sister. He knows exactly where we're at. He knows exactly where what we're going through. And there are benefits to having an intimate relationship with the one who created you from the dust of the earth. God continually met with His people in the Old Testament in a variety of ways. The Bible says He inhabited the tabernacle. He later on did the same thing with the temple. He showed up by using prophets. We talked about the prophet Isaiah in the adult class this morning. The Lord showed up in the Old Testament by speaking through those Old Testament prophets into the lives of His people. The Lord spoke to Moses from a burning bush. The Lord spoke to Balaam from a donkey. Amen. And the Lord is able to speak to you today. The Lord is able to give you guidance today. But can I tell you today, God had a better plan, amen, in mind for those people that were under the new covenant. God had a better plan for those that are saved and washed and cleansed in His blood today and filled with His Spirit today. In the New Testament, God came down and He left the splendor of heaven, and God was manifested in the flesh. And Jesus Christ, the express image of God, the Son of God today, He left the splendor of heaven and He came to His creation personally. Because God desires to walk with us and to talk with us and to daily load us with His benefits. Not just to walk with them physically. He didn't come just to walk with His disciples physically, even though He did. Even though they ate the dust off of His feet, they stayed as closely to Him as they could. He didn't come just to walk with them physically, but He came to establish a church. And not just any church, a church that would live in a state of revival, a church that would have a right relationship with Him, a church that would know who He is, a church that would know what He did, a church that would understand that He loves you more than anything in this world. You're the apple of His eye today, and God desires to be in right relationship with His people today. He came to establish a church that would live in a state of revival. He came to establish a church that would trust Him even in the most difficult of times. That would understand that your life must be in Christ. Amen. Your life must be in Christ today. He came to establish a church that would understand their relationship with their Creator and daily load them with His benefits. If you're thankful for the benefits that God gives you today, would you clap your hands and give Him some praise? Come on, without him, you wouldn't have woke up this morning. Without him, you wouldn't have a job to go to tomorrow. Without him, we wouldn't be celebrating the birth of Christ on Christmas. Without him, you wouldn't be thanking God for your family and your friends and your loved ones and all the benefits that you have in your life. They're a gift direct from God himself. He's daily loading you with benefits, and we walk about in this life, Brother Jediah, not even appreciating those benefits, not even thinking about them until we have a circumstance arise in our life where we need those benefits. But he daily loads us with benefits. He was crucified on a cross. He was laid in a borrowed tomb. He was resurrected after 3 days, and he manifested himself in a third manifestation that we call the Holy Ghost today, the Comforter today. Come on, he said, whom the Father will send in my name, he's going to teach you all things, and he's going to bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Church, one of the first benefits of being in right relationship with the Lord is that we have the Word of God. You know, that first century church, they didn't even have the Word of God. They didn't even have a Bible to crack open, Brother Greg, and see what the Word of God said concerning their circumstance. They didn't have the Word of God to encourage them. They had scrolls that the priest read in the temple. That's why every home would walk around reciting the Shema with their children. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. They taught those children on a regular. They recited the Word of God. They quoted the Word of God because they didn't have the benefit of a Bible to break open and read and say, what does God's Word say about this? We have the benefit. Number one, we have the benefit of God's Word. We are a blessed people today. The New Testament church is blessed because we have the Word of God to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path today. If the Word of God said it, you can build your house upon it. We have the benefit of the Word of God today. The Word of God establishes us. Now, if you want to be established, the Word of God will establish you. If you don't want to be established, nothing will establish you. But the Word of God establishes us. The Word of God leads us into right relationship with him, that a right relationship that is ever growing. How many know when you get baptized in Jesus' name, it's not a fix-all. It's not a cure-all. No, it's a beginning of a journey. It's a beginning of a relationship. It's the start of a new beginning. It's a walk that you're taking. It's a journey that you're beginning. It's the start to something new in your life today. The Word of God leads us into right relationship with the Lord, a relationship that is ever growing, ever developing, ever maturing, a right relationship with the Lord. We need to read the Word of God. We need to study the Word of God. Study to show yourself approved unto God. Huh? Come on. We need to study to show ourselves approved unto God. We need to study the Word of God. We need to read the Word of God. And we need to share the Word of God. The Word of God was never meant for you alone. You can speak the Word of God into the lives of the people that you love. The Word of God was meant to be shared. We have the benefit of the Word of God today. We don't even appreciate this benefit until we have something arise that we need to look into. The Word of God is there for your daily benefit. Huh? Come on, your daily benefit, the Word of God today. Let me tell you what Andrew Jackson said. Andrew Jackson said, it's the rock on which our republic stands. He understood the Word of God was necessary. He said, it's the rock on which our republic stands. Charles Dickens said, it's the greatest book the world has ever and will ever know. George Washington said, it's impossible to righteously govern the world without the Word of God. Ronald Reagan said, within the Word of God are all the answers to all the problems that society faces and will ever face. We got to turn to the Word of the Lord. We got to understand we have the benefit of the Word of God today. When the enemy comes like a flood, come on, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard or a banner against him. You got to have the Word of God to speak to the devil today. We need the benefit of the Word of God. We need to read the Word of God. We need to study the Word of God. We need to share the Word of God. The Word of God is one of the greatest benefits that the Lord ever gave us. We have the benefit of the wisdom of God. I'm not talking about an earthly wisdom today. You might be good on your job. You might be good at whatever you choose to do. I'm not talking about an earthly wisdom today. I'm talking about a heavenly wisdom today. Paul said it like this. He said, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Christ Jesus. Our wisdom comes from above today. It don't come from your greatest intellect. It don't come from your greatest thinking. Let me tell you something. Your greatest thinking is what got you right where you're at today. Our wisdom comes from above. Our knowledge comes from God. And we need to have the wisdom of God in our life. And we need to understand that God has given us his wisdom as a daily benefit today. I couldn't tell you how many times people have made major decisions in their life in this church. And they come to me and they say, I don't know why it was that the Lord led me that way, but I could feel the Lord leading me toward this decision. And thank God I did it because it was the greatest decision I ever made. That's the wisdom of God. That's the guidance of God. That's the benefits of a life in Christ. We need the Word of God in our life. We need the wisdom of God to guide us today. We have the benefit of the wisdom of God. Church, listen, our wisdom doesn't come from our own logic. Huh? Our wisdom doesn't come from our own thinking today. Our wisdom comes from above. Our wisdom comes from the Lord. And listen to me today. God bless your heart. If you grew up apostolic, it's good to know the truth today, but it ain't enough to know the truth today. You don't just need to know the truth. You need to know when to use the truth and how to apply the truth. You need knowledge. You need knowledge and wisdom that only comes from the Holy Ghost today. You can have the truth, but you can misuse the truth. We need the wisdom of God. It's a benefit that God has given us to be wise with the truth today. When to speak the truth, when to speak into people's lives, how to speak into people's lives. God loads us with his benefits today. We have the benefit of wisdom, wisdom that comes from above today. You got to know when, you got to know how, you got to know how to apply truth. We need the benefit of wisdom, and being in right relationship with God gives you access to the wisdom of God. How many ever made a decision in your life, say, my Lord, that was the worst decision I ever made? That's because you didn't have the wisdom of God as your guide. Now, we all make bad decisions. We all make mistakes. I'm not saying I make bad decisions myself, but we need the wisdom of God in our lives today. It's one of his many benefits. We have the benefit of his guidance. The psalmist said it like this. He said, thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward thou shalt receive me to glory. Can I tell you today, if you want to make it to glory, you're going to have to be led by the counsel and the guidance of the Lord. You ain't making it on your own best thinking. You ain't making it on your own best ability to make decisions for yourself. You need the guidance of the Lord today. If you want to make it to glory, you're going to have to be led by the counsel and the guidance of the Lord. Any good explorer, any good hunter, any good hiker that hikes bigger than your backyard. I ain't talking about you backyard hikers. I'm talking to you big woods hikers. You know the value of a good guide. You know the value of somebody who knows where they're going. I had somebody tell me like this one time. They said, you're only lost as long as you don't have somebody with you who knows where they're going. Come on. That's the truth today. You're only lost as long as you don't have somebody with you who knows where they're going. If the Lord's a friend that sticks closer than any brother, when he comes into your life, there's no place he don't know where he's going today. We need to learn the value of a good guide. It's one of his many benefits today. The Lord will guide us. Come on, his word is a lamp unto our feet. Come on, a light unto our path today. We need the benefit of God's guidance and God's wisdom in our life today. A good guide can be a matter of life or death. A matter of life or death. You can find yourself so lost, you'll never find your way out. But if you got a good guide in your life, amen, he can lead you to safety. The Bible says he guides us into all truth. He guides us into all truth. We have the benefit of his presence today. How many love the presence of the Lord? How many love the presence of the Lord? If you love the presence of the Lord, give him a hand clap of praise today. Oh, how we love the presence of the Lord today. Come on, we love to feel the presence of the Lord today. The highest benefit of being in right relationship with the Lord is you get to enjoy his presence. You know what? People who have dysfunctional relationships with the Lord, they don't get to enjoy standing in the presence of the Lord, Brother Paul. We got to be in right relationship with God. One of the greatest, one of the highest benefits that God gives us today is to stand in his presence. To be in the abiding presence of the Lord today. All of his benefits are wonderful. But knowing that he's always there, knowing that he knows exactly what I'm going through, knowing that I have his abiding presence in my life takes my relationship to a whole new level. Knowing that I have his abiding presence in my life today, it takes your relationship to a whole new level, church. The benefit of his presence today. Let me tell you something. We don't just walk in here on a weekly basis and enjoy the presence of the Lord by happenstance. No. You feel the presence of the Lord, Sister Gail, because when you come in here, you lift your hands and you give him praise. You feel the presence of the Lord because you bring him with you. You feel the presence of the Lord is because you walk with him all week long. And where you go, he goes. And where he goes, you go. You feel the abiding presence of the Lord because it's one of his many benefits. We need the presence of the Lord in our lives. I don't want to go to church and not feel God. I'm just going to be frank with you today. I don't want to go to a dead church today. I don't want to go to church where I don't feel the presence of God. I don't want to go to church where I'm not changed in his presence today. I need to feel the presence of God. It's one of the benefits of being in right relationship with the Lord. He will guide us. He will lead us. His wisdom, his word, his presence, his abiding presence in our life is the many benefits of God. Come on. He promised us he'd never leave us. Promised us he'd never forsake us. Through all the ups and downs of our lives, through all the ins or outs, through all life's disappointments, through all life's hardships, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He's right there with you. He promised you he would never leave you. He's constant. He's abiding. He's unchanging. He's dependable. He's steady. He's solid rock steady today. He changes not. No, whatever you're going through today, the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Whether you find yourself in the valley, you can enjoy his presence. Whether you find yourself on the mountain, his presence is still the same because he does not change. He's steady today. And he's rock solid. And we enjoy the many benefits of God. We enjoy his presence today. We need the presence of God in our life. All the benefits are wonderful. All the benefits are wonderful, but knowing that he will never leave you, knowing that there's nothing you'll ever go through that he won't be there with you. Come on, it takes your relationship to a whole new level. In his presence, church, is fullness of joy. It's fullness of joy. At his right hand, the Bible says, are pleasures forevermore. Come on, the presence of the Lord today is one of his many benefits. We live in a culture today that constantly seeks pleasure. But the pleasures of this world are fleeting at best. They're fleeting. They don't last. Let me tell you something. You can go to the car lot today and you can buy you the nicest car on the lot, but eventually that car is going to have 100,000 miles on it. You can go down to the builder today and you can pick the best model that they got in the showroom. But eventually that house is going to have to be remodeled. The pleasures of this world are fleeting at best. They are fleeting at best today. But the benefits of God are pleasures forevermore. Pleasures for at, come on, in the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy, and at his right hand is pleasures forevermore. Pleasures forevermore. The pleasures of this world are fleeting. The pleasures of this world are shallow. The pleasures of this world are self-absorbed and self-centered. I'm talking about the pleasures of God. I'm talking about eternal pleasures today. These things in this life, they're all vanity. They're all going to pass away. You cannot take them with you. But the benefits of being in a right relationship with the Lord. There's benefits of daily walking with God. He daily loads us with his benefits. Stand with me today as the musicians come quickly. The benefits of living for God are immeasurable. The benefits of daily walking with God, having God's word, having the wisdom of God in your life, having God's Spirit to guide you in your life.